Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 18, 1805. Anxious to find the Shoshone. As the expedition approaches the Rocky Mountains, they are seeing different species of animals and plants from those common in the plains they have just passed through. Lewis, being the observer and documenter of such things, writes,
"Set out early this morning. Previous to our departure, we saw a large herd of big-horned animals on the immensely high and nearly perpendicular cliff opposite to us. On the face of this cliff, they walked about and bounded from rock to rock with apparent unconcern where it appeared to me that no quadruped could have stood, and from which, had they made one false step, they must have been precipitated at least 500 feet. This animal appears to frequent such precipices and cliffs where, in fact, they are perfectly secure from the pursuit of the wolf, bear, or even man himself. As we were anxious now to meet with the Shoshones or Snake Indians as soon as possible in order to obtain information relative to the geography of the country and also, if necessary, some horses, we thought it better for one of us, either Captain Clark or myself, to take a small party and proceed up the river some distance before the canoes in order to discover them, should they be on the river before the daily discharge of our guns, which was necessary in procuring subsistence for the party, should alarm and cause them to retreat to the mountains and conceal themselves, supposing us to be their enemies. I have observed for several days a species of flax growing in the river bottoms. The leaf, stem, and pericarp of which resemble the common flax cultivated in the United States. The root appears to be perennial. We encamped on the larboard side in a small grove of narrow-leafed cottonwood. There is not any of the broad-leaf cottonwood on the river since it has entered the mountains. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 18, 1805.
Today, the party passed the mouth of a considerable river, which they named the Dearborn River, in honor of Henry Dearborn, a Revolutionary War veteran and Jefferson's Secretary of War. That river is now the boundary between Cascade and Lewis and Clark counties, Montana. The new species of flax that Captain Lewis mentioned became part of the botanical collection sent back to Frederick Pirsch, a German-born botanist and Lewis's mentor in such matters. Pirsch named this new species of flax Linum perenne variation L. Lewisi. It's a very pretty wildflower and quite common in Montana, and, correctly, a perennial. Tomorrow, the gates of the mountains.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.